Boya Boya, you might think that the fare system here in Singapore might be easy because you've got a card, but I'm at a bus stop and that's not necessarily the case. There are card fares for a basic service. There are card fares for express and fast forward services, and I don't know what they are. And then there's cash fares for basic and express and fast forward services. Now, for the distance 0 to 3.2 kilometres, so a short trip, for an adult, if you are travelling with a card and you're on a basic service, that will cost you 68 cents for a non-air conditioned bus and 73 cents for an air conditioned bus. If you are travelling the same distance with a card or on an express or a fast forward service, that will cost you $1.33. If you are travelling with cash on a basic service over the same distance, for an adult it's $1 for a non-air conditioned bus and $1.10 for an air conditioned bus. And if you're paying cash over the same distance for an express or a fast forward service, the fare is $1.90. So we range for the card fare from 68 cents for a non-air conditioned bus, 73 cents for an air conditioned bus for both basic services, $1.33 for a card fare for an express or a fast forward service, and then $1 for a non-air conditioned bus and $1.10 for an air conditioned bus on a basic service, up to $1.90 for the same distance for an express or a fast forward service using cash. Now the fare bands are different also if you are using a card fare compared to a cash fare. The cash fares, they've got bands 0 to 3.2, 3.3 to 6.2, 6.3 to 8.2, 8.3 to 11.2, 11.3 to 15.2, 15.3 to 19.2, 19.3 to 23.2, and then 23.2 and above. However, for the card fares, there's a lot more ranges. There's a lot more fare bands, including up to 40.2 kilometres and over. So those fares are interesting. Those fares are interesting as well. For the maximum distance, let's say 40.2 kilometres, for the maximum distance, for cash on a basic service, it's $1.90. for a non-air conditioned bus, or $2.20 for an air conditioned bus. On an express or a fast forward service, it's $2.70 for cash. And if two fighter jets taking you towards Changi in formation. And if you're using a card, it's $1.71 for a non-air conditioned bus or $1.96 for an air conditioned bus. So you thought the Sydney fares were confusing, and just the way that this is set out at a bus stop doesn't necessarily help. It's an interesting concept that they're charging extra for express buses and non-express buses, but also between air conditioned buses and non-air conditioned buses on basic services. Now, I don't know the difference between a basic bus and an express bus, but yes, very, very interesting. Hello. I want the 7-day $25. I want that, please. Hello. I want the Singtel, the 7-day ultimate 14 gig of data for $25.
Not a SIM card.
Right.
So are you currently using Singtel?
No.
You need to get a starter first, the number first, before you can buy the top up.
Okay, so how much does that cost?
Singtel, 我们有吗?
Singtel
don't have, only StarHub.
Ah, okay. So I can't do it.
You have to, you can get the Singtel in there, in that corner.
Okay, no worries, thank you. Okay. They are making this more complicated than it needs to be. So, hello. I want the 7-day 14 gig data for $25.
I don't have it. If you try the shop outside.
Okay.
My is away, but the add-on one is
no money. Okay, you can't add on money. Okay, thank you. I'll tell you what, not that I'm really desperate to get this thing, but I'll tell you what, they're making it so hard for me to give them money. I want to give them money. They've got the sign up saying, I can get this deal here, and then they keep on saying, oh, you have to go to this other shop, or we don't have it. No, we don't do it. You have to buy a, you have to get a SIM card first. The, I wish I'd have been recording it, but it would have been too hard to hear over the planes and everything, because this guy's got an outdoor store. You have to buy the, you have to buy a SIM card first, which is $10, and then you have to go and top up using the phone and presumably my credit card for, you know, the $25. But what's annoying is a lot of these places are advertising, yes, we have these deals, but you can't get it. So I think I'm just going to stick with what I'm doing. You know, I've got something like 5 days to go before I go home. Although it's a great deal. Once you actually get on it, it's a great deal. 7 days, 14 gig of data. If you're using it all at once for a short burst for something like I'm doing, it's a great deal, but it's just a matter of getting it. And, you know, all these stores, they're not Singtel stores as such. They are essentially dealers. Another fighter jet. They're essentially dealers. Just making it so complicated. The next time I see an actual Singtel store, I'm going to go in there and ask the same sort of question, see what sort of response I get, and to see if they can actually do it for me in the store without having to ring phone numbers, etc. Because, especially the Singtel store, I should be able to do that. I should just be able to walk in there, say, I want that $25 deal, I want it. Give it to me, make it happen. Don't make me walk to another store. Don't make me do it online. I should just be able to walk into a store. People wonder why people don't want to walk into stores anymore. Because you just keep on getting run around, and this is by no means just a Singapore suki lala, specifically to Singapore. Happens in all sorts of businesses where you go in there, you want to give them money, they make it difficult. You go onto the website and they just want to make it difficult. I'm now on one of the double decker buses on line Route 70, which is having departed Fullerton, heading for, well, the Fullerton stop, heading for somewhere or other. Don't know where yet, I'll just keep on riding. I'm in the right position. I am directly above the driver's head on the top deck. It's where exactly I should be when I'm on one of these double decker buses. It's interesting to think that the bus I'm on, the bus company is known as SBS Transit. Presumably standing for Singapore Bus Service. However, when I think of SBS, I think of the television network back home, the Special Broadcasting Service. So what I want to know is, does this bus come with subtitles? And is there porn later on the bus after like 9 p.m? The infamous slow double-decker, there's not a lot of noise. Like there's, so far there's no like next stop announcements. There's only the noise that makes when someone presses the button to say, hey, you know, next stop please. But apart from that, I haven't had any next stop information yet. That's as much noise as we're going to get. I'll take some photos of the front window of the bus, but the front window is filthy, so not much point. Overall, I do have to say that I did enjoy the double-decker bus ride. It was just by a complete fluke and complete coincidence that it happened to go past the hotel or by the intersection near the hotel, so I decided to get off. I only did the one recording from there. I just didn't think that it was worth doing lots of recordings of just things going ding, ding, ding occasionally, at least with the slow double-decker bus, for instance. There were stop announcements. And I also had Shauno and Jen with me to add a little bit of colour to it. But this one, yeah, nothing there. I was sort of following where I was, because some of the way that I went on the shuttle yesterday was the way that I went in the double-decker bus today. So when I got to going past the hotel, I thought, well, you know what, I've been out for a while. Let's just have a bit of a rest, let's do some uploading and that sort of stuff, let's get something to drink and just basically hang out in the hotel for a while, and then later on, when I feel a bit more hungry, I'm going to head up to the ranch and check that out. It is Friday night, I don't think that's going to make any difference at the ranch though. Hopefully I'll be able to get something there and it will be enjoyable. I haven't decided yet whether or not to get the bus up or the train up. I'll probably get the train up. It's one stop. I've done a fair bit of walking over the last couple of days and I'm starting to feel a bit sore. So yeah, and I continually find shopping centres around here. That's cool as well. And I found a massage place and a day spa down there that look like they've got an awesome hot tub in there. So we'll see how we go. I might check that out. I might not. Just depends on what happens and everything like that. But I think sometimes when you're on holidays, you can tend to try and do too much.
and so from time to time, if your body's a little bit sore, or if you're feeling a bit how you're going, my body's feeling a bit sore at the moment, so I thought, yeah, come back to the hotel while I was going past it, and just have a bit of a rest before heading out for the evening, and seeing what the evening will bring, I guess. The military planes have stopped overhead, haven't heard them for a while, so maybe it's just a sort of a morning thing. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. Oh, pardon me, talking about being tired. Maybe it's just like a morning thing. Maybe they're just like training flights or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. Heard similar sort of things yesterday morning. Definitely going to have to keep my ears out tomorrow morning. That's for sure. So the next place I'll probably talk to you from is the steakhouse, and I'm really, really looking forward to that.
And that, my friends, is the first siren that I've heard on the trip. Heard lots of aircraft, lots of honking and everything like that. It's my first siren, and that was actually a fire engine. Although they don't call it, according to the side of the truck, they don't call it the fire department or fire service or whatever. They call it civil defence. Another fighter jet. One of the interesting things about walking along Geylang Street here in Singapore is in many areas they've got the section under an awning right next to the shop, which is concrete. Then there is a ditch, which is basically like a very deep drainage system. And then they've got the concrete path next to the road. And every so often they've got a grate or like a little concrete walkway so you can get from the shop to the road. Not something that I can recall seeing before. Might have seen it in Hong Kong, if anywhere, but not entirely sure about that one. I'm just heading towards the steakhouse. I'm not necessarily going to go now because I've just had KFC, but I want to find it first. Check that it's open, check that it's advertised. And then I can walk around that general area. So when you're walking in this section of Singapore, it's really important to keep an eye on where you're going, because otherwise you could end up down one of those draining ditches. I was talking a little bit earlier about street signs and how streets are named. I am at Law 34 Geylang, which I presume is like 34th Avenue here in Geylang, for instance. I think that's the way it goes. So I need number 27 on the right hand side in the way that I'm walking. they're the odd numbered laws, and on the side of the road where I'm walking is the even side. So I'm just passing law 31, law spelled L-O-R. I could be saying that incorrectly as well.
Sie hören einen Podcast auf dem Kanal Abzu. Erk ist Podcasting seit 2007 und seitdem gewesen. Er hat viele Stunden der Qualitätsmusik und des Gespräches allen umsonst geliefert. Dort sind 15 Minuten hörbare Werbungen, Bürgschaften oder Anrufe zu Handlung nicht wöchentlich gewesen, um Finanzhilfe zu Erk während der Periode dieses 7 Jahres zur Verfügung zu stellen. Seit 2009 hat er Podcast-Episoden aus der ganzen Welt aus ungefähr 25 Ländern registriert. Er hat sie immer vorwärts für die Fahrt genommen. Wenn Sie den zufriedenen Erk genießen, sorgt für Sie, fühlen Sie sich frei, ihm etwas Liebe zu zeigen und Ihren Freunden zu erzählen. Das Halten von mindestens 3 mit dem Geruch nach einem öligen Lumpen pro Woche gehenden Podcasts bezahlt die Rechnungen nicht, aber ein kleiner fakultativer Monatsbeitrag von Ihnen kann helfen. Klicken Sie auf die Patreon-Verbindung auf dem Shownotes, um einen Monatsbeitrag Ihrer Wahl zu leisten. Mitwirkende werden exklusiven ERG-Inhalt erhalten, der auf einem Podcast nicht verfügbar sein wird. Diese Beiträge werden ERG helfen, Ausrüstung und den häufig verwendeten Kanal ERG Studio aufrechtzuerhalten.
You are listening to a podcast on Channel ERG. ERG has been podcasting since 2007 and since then, he has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials, sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to ERG during this 7-year period. Since 2009, ERK has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content ERK provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least 3 podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive ERK content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help ERK maintain equipment and the often used channel ERK Studio.
You know, I really shouldn't be surprised. I am in Asia after all. But I've come across a place which is advertising itself as Del Bistro. And above the name of the store, it has Western food. And so I get here, and it is closed. Yeah, I shouldn't be surprised. It is 12:30 in the afternoon. And a lot of the restaurants along here, along Geelong Road, street, whatever it is, they actually don't open until the afternoon, but they trade well and truly into the night. There are so many tables out here on the footpath, so many tables and chairs, and even though the place is closed, they've left all the tables and chairs outside, and they're not even chained down or anything. If you compare a comparable place in Australia, they'd bring all these tables and chairs inside, or they'd have them chained down. But no, not here. So this is a convenient place for me to sit down. I'm about a block from where I have to turn for the steakhouse, if I've done the navigating correctly. On the left, I'm at Law 28 Geelang, and on the other side, Law 29 Geelang, so I'm only one block away because I need to go to 27. This is a one-way street. All the cars, thankfully, are heading in the same direction. Although there's a guy on a push bike who's heading in the opposite direction. So many different types of food here. If you like Asian food, there'll be more than one thing for your delicacy that you would like to eat. For me, needless to say, that's been a little bit difficult. And this is why I'm heading to the steakhouse. There's also a range of other businesses as well. I am seeing some, but not an overwhelming amount of Westerners. I think I'll just call them that for convenience. There's definitely a lot of Asian people here and a lot of Indian people here as well. I'm pretty sure that the major groups of people here are Singaporeans and then Malay and then Indians and then pretty much everyone else. So I am still a minority, but compared to Japan, I'm less a minority than what I was a couple of days ago. That is for sure. So sitting down here directly out of the sun, noticeably cooler outside of the direct sunlight, which is awesome. A few minutes ago, I said that I was only one block away from where I needed to go down towards the steakhouse. Actually, it turns out I was two blocks away. They threw in a curveball. The street that I thought was one block away was actually Law 27A, and now I'm at Law 27. Well, apparently there's a difference. So I'm about to head down and let's see if I can find this steakhouse. And the place I'm looking for is called something like The Ranch. Haven't found it yet. I think by looking around at the map, I think 27 curves around a little bit. And here it is. It is indeed called The Ranch. Not that I'm going to eat now.
Okay. There's a variety of signs out the front. Ranch with us. Every hour is a happy hour at the ranch. Tiger Tower going at $55. Heineken Tower going at $61. Because no great story ever started with someone eating a salad. So I'm going to take a paddle of that sign in a moment. Ranch with us. Monday Madness. Tenderloin night. Usual price $22.50. Promotion price $20. Add $5 to enjoy a glass of house pour. Dear customers, please keep your volume down after midnight. Thank you for your kind cooperation. And they have a variety of ranch promotional items available from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, it's only 10 to 1, so if I was going to eat, I'd still have time. Including Caesar salad with grilled chicken, usually $9.90, promo price $6.90. Sirloin steak, usual price $26.90, promo price $20. Lamb chops, $14.90, usually promo price $11.90, and that goes on. Spring chicken, ranch pork chop, grilled dory fish, vegetarian pasta, a salmon steak, and a lot more. Entrees at $5.90, chick me up, fries and onion rings, combo seafood rings, shrimp oil, and cheesy chicks meatball, among others. So, yes, I'm definitely coming back here a little bit later, even if it's not tonight. I definitely know where it is now. I can definitely find it. And just remember, no great story ever started with someone eating a salad. So quite conveniently, Algene, I think, I can't remember how it was pronounced yesterday, is one station away from my hotel, and it's also just across the road from the ranch. So I can go anywhere, navigate my way back here, have some food, and then back to the hotel, and I'm awesome. That's pretty much it. Now, it was funny that the place is called the ranch, because when I was with Shauno and Jen in San Luis Obispo, they'd say, "Oh, what do you want to do now?" And I'd say, "Oh, let's head back to the ranch," meaning, you know, their house. So I'll be heading back to the ranch a little bit later, to eat, that is. So that was interesting. We just had a terminating train here, and now there is another train that is heading out in the general direction of Changi Airport, and then immediately behind that there's another train that terminates here. I have a train arriving now, so let's head downtown. Downtown. I am in Raffles City, which is a rather large shopping centre, and here I am trying not to get distracted by beautiful young Singaporean women, but I am outside a Singtel exclusive retailer, so hopefully they might be able to put me on the right track in relation to getting one of these super duper fast, one of these super duper higher data usage plans. Let's see how we go. Hello. I want to get one of the data plans, the seven day, 14 gig for $25.
Okay.
How can I do that?
From your phone, is your phone got any credit?
Sorry, is it what?
You got any credit on your phone?
No, I just arrived yesterday.
Do you have any SIM cards?
There is, but it's an American SIM card.
So you got to purchase the Singapore SIM card first, then you can purchase the 7 days for 14 gig of data.
Okay, so can I do all that here?
Yes, but I need your passport.
Okay, sure, no problem.
This is F4, right?
Yeah.
The SIM card will cost you $38.
It'll cost me how much?
$38.
So the SIM card will cost me $38.
And inside there is $38 of credit. You can use the $38 to purchase the 25 plan.
Okay, so
it's like you pay 38 and you get 38.
Okay.
Then 38, because if you want to purchase this one, right?
Yeah.
They will minus $25 from the 38, and your balance is 13 for you to come.
Okay, so if I was to do that now, I have to give you 38.
Yes. Then this one will minus from the.
Okay. No problem. I tried. I'm staying in Jilang. Is that how you say it? Jilang?
Jilang?
Yeah. I'm staying there, and a lot of the people in the stores, they had problems telling me about this. So I thought, I'll come and see you. You know what you're talking about. You're working.
So I give you a SIM card for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I finally have success. I went to the Singtel store and I purchased the data. It turned out to be $13 for the $13 for the SIM card and $25 for the top up after that. So a total of $38 and 14 gigs of data for 7 days. So needless to say, I'm going to take some use of that, especially when I'm going to have my long wait at Changi Airport. Interesting to see that I can walk in there, hand over my passport, hand over some money. The woman, she pressed a few buttons, she sent a few texts, and it was all done. None of this hassle of if you have to go to another store, we don't have it, and all of that sort of stuff. It was a case of, okay, you want it, hand the phone over to me, I'll do what I need to do, and then you'll have your data. And so much simpler. So if you're in Singapore and you're going to be here for some time and you need some data, definitely check out the high usage data packs, but go to a Singtel store. Don't go to one of these shops that sell everything, because some of them, quite frankly, they can't explain it well. And they can't do it for you directly. You know, they want you to do all the work. So go to the Singtel store, get them to do it, and it's done hassle-free. And that's what I want. I want things hassle-free. There's nothing's going on. Where am I going? Not again to an office tower. There's so many things going on. I don't want extra hassles than I need to. You know, I'm paying them to provide me with a service. And so, for that service, I want them to activate my phone. And I want them to activate my phone. It's not that hard. And look at that, I just found another KFC. Wasn't even looking for this one. That's in Raffles City. I did have a look on the KFC website, and it did tell me the location of all of them, and that was a location that I remembered from the list, but I wasn't necessarily looking for it. So even though I said earlier that I didn't necessarily want the data, now that I've got it, it is going to be awesome. Over the last couple of days, I've been wondering out loud, where is everybody? Well, I think I found them. They're eating. They're on the train. It is almost 7:30 in the evening. Lots of people eating here at the various eateries. I am one station up from Paya Lebar. I'm at Alginet, I think. That's where I am, and I'll be heading off shortly to the ranch, which is a steakhouse. But I'm going to take you for a walk in a moment, past some of the eateries. I'm not going to try and do it any justice in describing it, because I really don't know what I'm talking about. Let's just say that there's a lot of people eating at tables, and there's lots of lots of different food from all over Asia that people are enjoying. People, that is, who aren't me. There's also people coming home from a day at work, and they're streaming off the trains here as well. And so when you get off the train, instead of like going home and eating, you might prefer to come here and have someone else cook for you, and you know, meet up with some friends maybe and eat here and then go home. Having said that, it's not totally congested. I probably saw the biggest crowd so far at the station where I got on at Paya Lebar. I figured out that it's just as easy to walk into the station at the first entry and then walk through and follow the crowd to the east-west line to come here one stop, rather than my original plan, which was just to basically walk along the street until I came to the east-west entrance and then come in that way. So there's lots of people out. Very few of them are Westerners, but that situation might change at the steakhouse, I'm not sure. So in a moment I'll take you for a walk through. There's a couple of different ways I could actually go to get to the ranch. Lots of buses passing by. A double-decker bus was pretty full. Lots of motorcycles, lots of taxis, and the interesting thing with the taxis is you really have to look hard at them to know they're a taxi. If you see a vehicle with advertising on it, odds on it could be a taxi, then just look at the roof and you'll see the roof bar. And the roof bar is interesting. It'll either say taxi in green, that means you can hire it, or it'll say busy in red, which basically means that the driver's driving around not for hire, or it'll show hired, which, as the name suggests, means that the driver's got someone in there and is hired and can't take anybody. Right, let's take you through to the ranch. Keep in mind, of course, that I'm no Anthony Bourdain. If Anthony Bourdain would be dead, he'd be rolling in his grave. But I'm not a foodie, you know, I just like what I like, and that's pretty much it. So it's almost 7:30, the sun's still up just. Give way to someone carrying food or drink. And in the middle of all this eating, There's a 7-Eleven. And there's a pool stall, which actually turns out to be like a TAB, like a, you can bet on horse racing and all that sort of stuff there. I actually thought, until I looked in closer, that was actually a swimming stall. And amongst all the food, there is Wheelie Music Centre. So if you want to play some guitar while you're eating, you can.
Before going to the game order,
and just in case you need an x-ray while you're eating, there's an x-ray place. Maybe after you've ate. And if you get horny before or after eating, there's a sex shop, there's an adult shop. And if you need to paint your table, here's a paint store. And there are some people who are lined up outside various stores as well. You never know when you might need a spare key card or to, you know, give the code a... give the table a fresh coat of paint in. Never know when you might need to do that. Jeez. So here's where some of the people are eating. I'd like to eat, please.
Sorry?
I'd like to eat.
For one?
Yes, please.
Because currently we are full right now, there's a waiting list to actually dine over here right now.
Right, how long's the waiting list?
30 minutes. Around 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Can I wait here or come back or? How many?
For one person.
Okay.
You give me a minute.
Okay.
How do I address you, sir?
Sorry?
How do I address you?
Eric.
Eric, yeah?
Yeah, I see.
Okay, I'll just give you a call.
Okay.
It's more easy for me.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And now we're waiting to eat. There's a bar here in the front section. I thought they actually might have offered me a drink. And on the TV,
as well, eh, Coyote? Thank you. Could I have a look at a menu, please? Thank you. Oh, good. Okay. Looking at the menu, there's some new dishes. All day brekkie, bangers and mash, bolognese, crab meat spaghetti, sausage spaghetti, sausage platter, ranch, fish, no, soup, won't even waste your time, salad, no, entrees, no, oh, they have fish fingers, that's interesting. Entrees, chick me up, thigh me up, fries me up, carriage fried chicken, garlic bread, fried onion rings, fries and onion rings combination, cheesy fries, seafood rings, potato wedges, fried mushrooms, cheesy chicks, meatball, fish fingers, cuttlefish balls, smoked duck, mussels, chicks in blanket. Really? The chef recommends chicks in blankets, okay. And shiitake mushrooms with sausages. Tenderloin, sirloin steak, ranch lamb chop, mixed grill, ranch chicken chops, spring chicken, chicken combo, ranch pork chop combo, salmon steak, grilled quarry fish, fish and chips, all mains are served with two sides, pasta, won't bother looking at, burgers and wraps, won't bother looking at, pretty standard drinks, coffees, ice cream, beer, wine and hard liquor. Okay, I'm sort of tossing up between the ranch tenderloin, the sirloin steak, and the mixed grill. The mixed grill looks nice, actually. Wally Coyote still trying to hunt the roadrunner, failing terribly, falling over a cliff, waiting for the little umbrella to come out, or the little sun that says, eep. Now he's trying to climb back up the pole, which rotates around. That's not going to work, Wally. You need a parachute at this point, my friend. Now you're just putting yourself into a tailspin and making things worse. And you're cutting into the side of the cliff with your rod, and down you go. Okay, Curling in the fetal position is not going to help, my friend. Oh, the old firework trick. Not a problem.
Hey, sir.
Hello. Look at me, I'm dining al fresco. Oh, not only am I dining al fresco, I've got an awesome view of the trains coming into the station.
Ready
too.
For order, sir?
Ready.
Okay,
what can I please have the mixed grill?
The mixed grill. And it will come with fries and salad, but you can actually change the sides to like coleslaw, mashed potato, or baked beans.
Can I have two sides of mashed potato, please?
Okay, both sides.
Yes, please.
Okay, okay.
And a Coke, please.
Sorry?
And a Coke.
Okay, that's all?
That's it, thank you.
No problem, let me create a menu for you. Thank you.
Oh, that was easy. So I'm about to get some food. I'm dining outside on a beautiful evening in Singapore. And I've got a nice view of the trains. And my server is totally hot, so... cheers to that. Actually, the interesting thing about where I'm eating at the moment is that it's actually a road. It's actually like an emergency exit, like, to the station. But they've got the road barricaded off with some boom gates. So at the moment, it's for dining. I suppose if they need to, they can move the chairs and tables and use it for its intended purpose, but yeah, at the moment it's basically al fresco dining. Listen to me, al fresco dining. It's quite a few chairs inside that I can see, and the bar there seems to be more to the place than that, though. Thank you. I didn't get a full look inside.
Can I see your order, cook?
Yes, please.
Thank you.